Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
It's a Friday. Join me on the podcast right now is the man of the chart. He lives by the chart. Everything he does is by the chart. It's Zach. You're right, Zach.
Carry on up the charts. That's what I say.
Yeah. How are the charts feeling generally to you at the moment?
I don't know. It's all right. I think, you know, the small caps are doing okay. I think people have been happy. I can't remember. There was what's the stock? But Borders and Southern. That was quite a winner, wasn't it?
Yes, it was suggested as one for the watch list yesterday on podcast by a listener. So it's rising strongly. Okay, yes. Looking at three stocks today, rising, moving on news, hopefully rising. First one, European Metal Holdings (EMH). The completion of the concentration test work for lithium as part of the ongoing pre-feasibility study has improved recoveries significantly, which will significantly boost the economics of the project. There's that word used a lot, isn't it? Significantly in RNSs. EMH, what do you reckon?
It looks, it was a chart of beauty, I would say. You can see since March we've had that step higher progression where you have, you know, there's a rise, goes sideways, and then there's a new step higher, but always the new lows are above the old highs, so very positive construction there. Current situation, gaps with the 10-day average at 31 pence in a channel from March heading towards 45 pence, and that channel, that target is valid while we stay above the 50-day average at 28 pence.
Is that significant? Is it significant?
It's extremely significant.
Okay, next one. Kola Gold, KGLD. G Mysore Services, I think that's how you said, in which Kola holds 22.31% equity. They've done an economic feasibility study, and they've significantly increased their JORC-compliant resources from 150,000 ounces to 351,000 ounces. That is significant, actually. Kola Gold, KGLD. What do you reckon on the chart?
Yes, well, we had the vertical spike in March, then we've had the sideways shuffle above the 50-day and 200-day moving averages. Both, are, well, in fact, almost all the near-term moving averages rising now. While we're above the 200-day line at 1.3 pence, I'm looking for a retest of March resistance around the 3 pence level. Time frame on that, the next couple of months. If you're cautious, then you would wait for a break of, let's say, the 2 pence level before going long. But it does look as though we are heading higher.
Lovely. And the last one, Providence Resources, PVR. The commercial courts in London have ruled that PVR are liable to pay Transocean Drilling UK a gross figure of approximately £1.1 million, which is good because it compares to a figure of £3.2 million, pretty much, described previously. So they'd allowed for £3.2 million. They only have to pay £1.1 million. So that's a couple of million, you know, saved there in the courts of London. Well, PVR, what do you reckon?
They can send it to us, can't they, Justin?
Yes.
But basically, what we can say here is that we had the breakthrough of the 50-day average beginning of this month. That was at 10.5 pence. We've got a bull flag, certainly a bull flag here for the last few weeks. And really, while we're above the 50-day line, I'm looking for a retest of the March peak at 18 pence. Otherwise, if you want to wait on this and see a bit of strength, you'd wait for a break of the 200-day average at 13 pence before going long.
Marvellous. I do appreciate it, because I know in your quest to roll back the years and get back to your youth, you're wearing contact lens then, so everything looks quite blurry.
It's all blurry today. It's all blurry, yes. So, it's very irritating. I better take them off, because otherwise, put my glasses on, I'll look like an old man.
Yeah, exactly. You're looking younger, but you're squinting and bumping into things like an old man. So,
yes, exactly. That's right. Yes,
You can see the Zach's charts in clear vision at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Cheers, Zach.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.